a good girl. I love you so much, darling. I'll give you your shot now, and it won't hurt at all. You don't need to worry at all, darling, all right? Don't worry at all. My darling. You see, it didn't hurt at all, did it?
It did hurt.
It's all right. This way you'll get better really soon. An injection is better than pills or syrups. Well, actually, you'll have to have some syrup, too. Get up, darling. Get up, my girl. Have your syrup. Get up. That's a good girl. There we go. Yeah, my darling. Have your syrup, my darling girl. There we go. That's a good girl. Well done. That's
Let me give my girl some delicious soup, and then she can sleep, all
Thank
right?
Thank you very much, Mommy.
Sarah had been sick for several days, and we had all focused on her.
Thank you so
We were
much.
So focused on Sarah that we That's didn't really notice what was happening to Nima. Or should I say, what a bad thing was happening to him.
I gave her breakfast 2 hours ago. That's a good girl. Hurry, come on, son. Let's go so your sister can get some rest. Come, hurry, hurry, let's go.
Just wait, I'll tear you apart.
Nima, don't you see your sister's sick and she's sleeping? Turn the volume down.
It's already down.
It isn't. Turn it down. Is now the time for playing? Don't you have a swim class? Get up, get ready.
Look, Mom, it's only 4:10. My swim class isn't for another 2 hours. What's going on?
Nima, don't argue with me. When I say get up, just say yes. Get up already.
Ah.
What is it, darling? I'm coming, darling. I love you so much. Nima, dear. Nima, darling. Come here, my son. Take one ash for Aunt and the other one's for your uncle. Take it for him. Please do this for me, darling. What is it, darling? Why are you holding your stomach?
My stomach hurts a lot.
All right, now. Fine, lazy bones. I'll take it myself.
Mom, it really hurts a lot.
You're really lazy, Nima. Go on. Go lay down on your bed. Go lay down. It'll get better soon. Go on, lazy bones. Sarah's fever has dropped, right?
Yes. God willing, tomorrow she'll be absolutely fine.
God willing. It was a really bad cold, the poor thing. My child suffered a lot.
The poor thing. Yes, she suffered a lot. Listen, when she feels a bit better, let's take her out. I think we should go out and have some fun. That'll help lift her spirits, won't it? I forgot to tell you. I got us a movie. It's very scary. They say it's the scariest movie that's ever been made. Arush gave it to me. You know what a crazy person Arush is? He saw the movie and now he hasn't been able to go to the bathroom at night. Now, if you watch this movie and you don't get scared, then I will buy you whatever you want.
Actually, in my opinion, these movies aren't scary at all. They're more funny than scary.
Uh-huh. We'll see about that, won't we? We'll see about that tonight. Just be honest. If you get scared, tell me the truth, okay?
No, not tonight. I'm tired. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, you see, you're backing down. You see, you're backing down. No excuses now.
Dad, can I watch it too?
No, my son. These aren't any good for you.
Mom said it's funny.
Fine. Your mom can say that, but it's not for you.
I won't get scared.
I know, my son. I know that you won't get scared. You have all these movies, cartoons. Go and watch some
of
those.
No, I don't like these kinds of movies at all. I won't watch it either. No one should watch it.
Mom, I think I'm sick. I've got a fever.
No, darling. Thank goodness you don't.
Mom, I feel really bad. I felt dizzy
Come
today.
Here. Let me take a look at you. Come here. Come closer. Hey, Nima. I don't like it when someone lies about being sick. So go sit down. Go sit down. Eat your food. Anyhow, I heard that you bothered your mother today. What happened?
Me? When did I bother her?
Your mum told you to turn down the volume of your game and you didn't listen.
But I listened in the end. I turned off my PlayStation.
In the end is no good. A person has to listen to his parents right from the start, and in the end means that you did bother her.
Darling, we're not saying don't play now, but your sister's sick. You have to be considerate.
And also, you've grown up now, my son. You've become a man for yourself. I expect a lot more from you. You should be able to tell on your own when your sister's sick. You shouldn't make a lot of noise. Now, if you've finished your dinner and you're full, go wash your hands and go do your homework. Hurry up. That's a good boy. That's a good boy. That's a good boy.
Nima, don't wake your sister up. Don't turn on the lights. Turn on the reading light, okay?
Alright, alright.
Does Shadi go camping?
Yes, she left in the morning. She'll be back in a week.
Good for her. I hope she has fun. Hello, good morning. I've got fresh bread for you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. It's been a year since you've done such a manly thing for me.
Ah, And then you should appreciate it, because it won't happen for another year.
Sarah, darling. Sarah, my darling. Get up, darling. You've been sleeping a lot, Come on, get up. Nima? Nima, darling? Nima, you're right. Nima. Nima, you're right. Oh, you scared me. You become like one of those scary kids in the movies.
What do those scary kids in movies like?
They're not anything in particular. They're children that don't listen to their parents. They do bad things and they make their mothers get angry. Get up, scary kid, get up.
Thank you very much. Nima, darling, Nima. Nima?
Yes?
Darling, you haven't washed your hands and face yet.
Well, it's busy.
No, son, it's not busy. Sarah came out a long time ago. Wash up and come here, son. Hurry up.
Let him come out first, then I'll go.
Let who come out, darling? We're all here already.
No, he's gone in there. Come out already. What? You need to turn the other way. He's embarrassed in front of you.
Who, son?
I'll tell you later. Just turn the other way. Do it already. No. He's in the bedroom. In there. Come. Come already. I keep telling him to come, but he won't.
Who, darling?
I'm talking about my friend. I just recently met him. He's a little bit shy.
Oh. Son, so is your friend here right now?
No. He's in the bedroom.
Oh. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Where is he, darling? There's no one here.
Well, he must be hiding somewhere. He's both scared and shy.
Darling, is he your classmate?
No, we just recently became friends.
Where did you meet each other?
Uh-huh, over there.
Over there?
Yes, don't be scared. It's just my mom and dad.
Well, tell him to come on out so that we can see him.
All right. Zap, come out.
Tell him to come out so we can see him.
Yes.
Zap? His name is Zap? Did you give him this name yourself?
No, that's his name. That's what he told me to call him.
Oh. He didn't come out.
No, it won't work. He's afraid of you. Why don't you go outside and I'll talk to him? If he agrees, then I'll tell him to come outside.
All right. Let's go outside. Let's go.
Farzad, what if that child is really sick and he's hallucinating and stuff?
No, I already examined him. Nothing's wrong with him at all.
Well, there's something wrong with him. He's been saying he's sick for days.
But Shiva, dear, being sick has symptoms. He didn't have any symptoms. He's healthier than me and you.
Well, I'm even more worried now.
No, don't worry. You studied psychology yourself. You know better than I do that children sometimes have imaginary friends.
Yes, but not at his age. Nimar is 8 years old. He didn't have an imaginary friend. Should we take him to a psychiatrist?
No. No way. We'll just wait a few days and then see what happens. We have to monitor him in a way that he doesn't notice it. It's very important that we act normal.
But it's not possible for me to act normal. Whenever he talks to that imaginary friend, it makes my body shiver. Are you trying to say that he really sees an imaginary friend and he has a relationship with him?
I don't know. I'm just like you. Now let's wait a couple of days and just see what happens.
All right. What did he say his name was?
Zap? What a strange and meaningless name.
It's strange and meaningless, but it's nothing to laugh about.
Yes, it is. When it's strange and meaningless, then it's funny.
Not at all. It's not funny at all. My child has a relationship with an imaginary friend. I'm very scared.
What are you scared of?
For Nima, of course.
But Nima isn't scary. You should be scared of Zap.
Oh, what is it, darling? Why are you acting like this?
Let's go. Nima got in a fight with Zap.
What happened? He got in a fight with Zap?
That's enough. Look what you have done. Whatever you say, all
right? Nima, what is going on here?
Nothing. It's not important. We had a little argument and he got angry.
Who did you argue with?
With Zap.
Mom, when I left the room, it didn't look like this.
I know. I'll clean up right now.
It's fine. You can go. Nima, dear, you know that fighting is bad, right? You have to tell your friend, too.
He already knows everything.
Oh, how interesting. You mean that he is smart?
Zap is really smart. And he's clever. He can instantly go from here to there.
Oh, what a strange friend. I wish I could see him. Is it possible to meet him?
He says not right now. You can always meet him later. Anyway, I'm soaking with him right now.
Well, make up with him, my darling.
I don't want to. He's really stubborn. When he soaks with you, he never makes up.
What a bad attitude he has. You know what you need to do.
What?
You can draw a picture of him. That way, when you give it to him as a gift, he'll make up with you.
He likes that idea, too. I'll draw his picture.
Ah, all right. Then I'll be outside. Draw it and then call me.
All right.
For me and Aunt, it had become clear that Nima was in contact with a djinn or a ghost. Anyhow, I believe from the bottom of my heart that this would be a lot better than if Nima's problems were a serious emotional, psychological problem.
There. Now sleep and get some rest. You'll feel better.
Anyway, even though just talking about supernatural things scared me to death, And the reason for it was that I still wasn't able to determine whether such things actually exist or not. And that's because I both believe it and deny it at the same time out of fear. But it seems as though Zap was proving some things to me. Farzad, I think Aunt Mabubeh is right. Our child's been possessed by jinn.
That's right.
No, no way. What are you even saying? What jinn?
Well, if it's not that, then what is it, Doctor? What is it that the child is seeing? He talks to it. He gets in fights.
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's not the things that you're saying it is.
Oh.
If you want to know the truth, I think that he's somehow trying just to get attention.
Yes, that's what I thought at first, too. But when I saw this, I realized there's something going on. Look here.
What's this?
Zap.
Huh? This is Zap?
Yes, I came up with an excuse to ask him to draw a picture of Zap, and this is what he drew. He's really brave. It's a good thing he's not scared. I wouldn't be able to look at him for even a second.
What do you say now?
Actually, I know what needs to be done. I know a person whose job is to get rid of evil spirits like this.
No way, Aunt. What are these things that you're saying? Please, don't allow those kinds of people to set foot in this house. I'm begging you.
What should we do? Just sit here and watch?
No. First thing tomorrow morning, I'll go and see one of my friends who's a very good psychologist. I'll ask him.
Well, should we take him with us or not? What should we do?
No. We don't need to take him. I'll go and have a talk with him first, and we'll tell him the problem. We'll tell him what's happened and see what he says.
Well, then I'll come with you too.
All right, come. Let me give him a call.
Mother?
What is it, darling?
Zap won't let me sleep. He keeps talking.
I'll come to your room and sleep next to you tonight, and he'll get embarrassed and won't talk anymore. Okay, darling? All right?
All right.
Hello. Hi, Doctor.
Stop it. Don't pull my hair so much. Stop it.
Nima? Nima, darling, what's wrong?
He keeps pulling my hair. Mom, say something to him.
Who's pulling your hair, darling?
Zap is.
Zap, don't bother him. Get going. Get going, don't bother him. He's gone.
Hello, come
Hello.
Inside. What did the
Hello.
Doctor say?
He said it's nothing to worry about. It's something that happens to all children and it's really easy to treat. He said it's very common.
Yes. He said that most likely the root of the problem is feeling unsafe or a problem with making a connection with other people, especially other children his own age. So what does he do in order to say, hey man, I don't need any attention, I don't need attention from other people? He's found an imaginary friend who can satisfy his emotional needs. And we just need to give him support and love during this period in his life, that's all.
He's just pretending, man. When I was a child and got into a fight with Sheba, I'd take the phone in my hand and I'd pretend to talk to someone else.
Oh, and why did you do such an idiotic thing?
Man, I was trying to show that the person on the phone is begging me to make up with him. To make up with him, and I'd say no. I wanted to make you angry.
You were really crazy.
That's just it. When they say a boy takes after his uncle, this is what happens. Our Nima has picked up all of his traits.
He's gone way farther than I ever did. He's made up a person for himself.
Now what's the solution? What needs to be done?
Nothing. We have to become friends with Zap.
With Zap? Become friends?
Yes, become friends and have conversations with him.
Oh, no. How can I have a conversation with that ugly thing?
No, it's hard, Aunt, but that's what we have to do.
For what to happen?
Look, there's two reasons for it. One is that Nima doesn't realize yet that he's dealing with an imaginary friend. I mean, he still doesn't know that it's imaginary. If he realizes it, he'll suffer irreparable damage.
Well, but we already told him
No, we told him. He says it's because he's embarrassed in front of us and is too shy to come out, things like that. The second reason is that we'll take control of the relationship in our hands, and whenever we want to, we can cut it off and we can separate it.
Uh-huh. So we can take him by the hand and put him outside.
That's right. I didn't think he'd understand it so quickly. Good job, good job.
Hey, genius, what if we take him outside and he comes back in again?
No, his coming and going will be in Numa's mind. We have to wipe him out of Numa's mind and then find out the root of the problem and then we have to treat it.
Yes.
Then let's take care of Zap.
Actually, that's a cucumber. Well, well, this is what they call a breakfast. It's got protein, it's got calcium, and it's nutritious. Come here, son, come here.
I don't like a Darcy.
Oh, darling, what do you mean? Do you know how strong you'll become if you eat this?
I won't eat it.
What does that mean, darling? Look at Zap. Learn from Zap. He gets up earlier than you do, and he ate all of his Adasi. Look.
This is Zap's?
It was Zap's. He ate it, and it's all finished.
Praise God. He's got a really healthy appetite.
That's why he's so tall. He eats plenty of food.
Is Zap here right now?
No, he went to visit one of his friends. He said he'll be back later.
I wish you told him to buy some bread on his way back.
I told him. He's such an obedient child. He said, sure thing, I'll definitely buy some.
He came to you himself?
Yes. I was in the bathroom, washing my hands and face, and I heard someone knocking. I thought it was one of you, but I opened the door and I saw it was
Zap. He's not shy at all. He's so polite. He said hello and went to sit in a corner.
Well, so what did he look like?
He's a dark-skinned child with long ears and red eyes.
He's not a child. He's a grown-up.
No, darling, he's not that old. In my opinion, he's around 2 or 3 years old.
Yes, at most, maybe 4 or 5 years. I think it's Zap.
Oh, Zap doesn't ring the doorbell. He can go through whatever he wants.
No, that was back when he was too shy and embarrassed. I told him he doesn't have the right to go through anything anymore.
It's the water inspector. He's come to write down the meter.
Go see where Zap is. Why is he so late?
That's right. The child doesn't know the neighborhood. What if he's gotten lost? I'll go and try and find him. I'll take a walk around. I'll look for him. I'll look...
Go on, go and make sure nothing's happened to him.
Sharam, I'm scared.
Of what?
Of Zap. What else?
Aunt, you've got an active imagination. What's Zap?
Well, that's just it. They say when you pretend you can see them, then they show themselves to you.
Ooh, Shiva and them.
I mean jinns.
Jinn aunt. Come on now.
Yes?
Hello?
Hello?
Where's Nima?
He's in his room.
Hey, Nima! Hey, Nima, where are you?
Hello, Uncle.
Hello, Nima. You well?
Yes, thank you.
So tell me, you found a friend and didn't tell me. What was his name?
Zap.
Zap. Uh-huh. Where is Zap?
He's in the room.
Go and tell him to come here. Go on now. Oh? So where's Zap?
He's right here.
Uh-huh. Ah, Zap. Wait. Where is he?
Right here.
That's him. Why does he look like that?
How does he look?
Well, at first I couldn't see him, but he's gradually starting to appear.
He's a little bit shy, Sharam, but once he stops being shy, he shows himself.
Mm-hmm. How are you, Zap? Are you well? I'm fine, thanks. What's up? Love you, man. Wow, he's so strong. You well, Zap?
Oh, Zap is so cute. He's really funny too. How cute.
Yeah, he's really funny. What's up? Thanks a lot, man. I'm good. It's very kind of you to say such a thing. Thanks a lot. Oh. How did you know I'm an actor?
He's been out of it since
he was a
child,
right? Yes, now just watch. Tomorrow he'll take him to the theater and give him a role in his
play.
Who
told you? Nima? Did you tell him?
We're going to sleep now. Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Good night. Anyhow, Amir says to my brother, you teach me how to swim, and I'll teach you my language, so we can reach the conclusion that helping others is a really good thing. When we help someone, we help to make them... What is it, darling?
Dad? Who are you telling a story to?
I'm telling Zap a story. Oh. He fell asleep. He fell asleep so quickly. Let's go to sleep, darling. Come on.
Dad?
What is it, son?
Can I sleep in your room tonight?
How come, son?
Can I?
All right, let's go to sleep.
sit down, darling.
Sit down, son. Sit down. Nima. Careful, careful. Over there, Nima. Over there. You sat on Zap's leg. Why doesn't Zap come stand
no.
next
Let
to
him
us,
Let him sit there next to the children.
All right, sit right
Let
there.
Let him sit. Sit.
Good boy.
Are you ready now?
Yes, yes. What
Man,
is it, son?
Sit, move. Take your hand off Zap. Zap, hold
what
your head.
Why don't you, sir? Why don't you come sit over here on this side of Zap?
Come on, no,
come
no,
on,
no,
come
no,
on,
no,
you.
No. Right there, right
no,
there.
No,
Zap.
No, no, sit,
Zap
sit.
Hey, Zap dear, come sit. No, no, come on this side. This
That's
side of Zap.
That's a good girl.
Zap can sit over there, and you
sit.
Can come sit next to
sit.
Your brother here.
All right. Are you ready? Zap, smile. Smile. There you go.
Yes!
Yay!
Come on. There we go.
Good
yes!
job.
Zap's going to win.
Good job. You can do it. You can do
Zap
it.
Will win. Zap will win.
Bravo.
Good job.
You can do it.
Good job. Bravo. Good job. Yes.
We were exceptional at establishing a relationship with Zap. This was the only time we worked as a team and had a terrific result. We had somehow accepted Zap as a part of our family, and our only fear was that he wouldn't accept it. Just think for a second, we'd become so close to Zap and had established such a close relationship that it caused a gap to be created between Nima and Zap. Nima was very clearly distancing himself from Zap, and there was no sign of that friendship anymore. Everything was being prepared for us to take Zap by the hand and respectfully remove him from the house so that it would just be us and Nima left. So we could focus our attention on him and see what was the cause of his imagination having come up with a character like Zap.
We've been looking for you for an hour. Why did you come here?
I wanted to think.
About what?
I don't know yet. What did you want from me?
Me and Mazia were wondering why you can see Zap, but we can't.
Why don't you tell your friend to show himself?
He's not my friend anymore.
Why are you sulking with him?
I'm sulking with him, and I don't like him anymore.
How come? What happened?
I don't know.
You probably didn't let him draw on his face, and so he's sulking with him. I'm serious. One time I didn't let him, and he sulked with me.
Well,
hello
there, my darling. I missed
well.
You so much.
I missed you
May you
too.
Always have fun. Did you have a good time?
I really wish you were there, really.
Hello, Shadi dear. When did you get back?
Just a few minutes ago.
Oh, Shadi, since I know you won't let it go to your head, I'll tell you, I missed you a lot.
Me too. It
I
had
love
been
you
such
so
a long
much.
Time since we've been
yes.
apart from each other.
You're
so
the one
what's
with the
new?
News. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I wish you were there, Shiva. Those 2 days we went to the Cloud Forest, you wouldn't believe how much fun we had. What a wonderful place. It's like
yes,
heaven.
Yes, I've heard. They say it's really beautiful. We have to go and see such places while we're still alive because it's destroyed like all the other forests in the world, you know.
God willing. Where are the children?
Nima's home. Sarah's gone to swim class.
Hello, Aunt.
Hello. I love you so much, Nima. I really missed you. What's new? You well?
Yes, thank you very much. Aunt, can you come here for a second?
Where?
Come to my room.
Now, wait a little bit, darling. Your aunt just got here. She'll come later.
No,
let her
it's
rest.
Just for a second. I just
All
want
right,
to say
I'll be
a
right
little
back.
Something to her. Aunt, sit there for a second. I need to talk to you.
Well, say it. What is it, Nima? Go ahead and say it. What is it, Nima?
Everyone's gone crazy.
What's that mean?
Besides Sara and Mazia, everyone else is crazy.
Why? What are they doing, Nima?
They have a friend. His name is Zap.
Zap? Huh? Who is this Zap?
I'm the one that named him Zap. At first, they didn't know his name.
He's their friend and you're the one that named him?
Yes. But I'm not his friend anymore. I'm really scared of him.
You're scared? What is it? Is he a doll?
No.
An animal? A cat?
No, he's not any of those things.
Then what is he that he's got such a strange name?
It's nothing. Zap doesn't even exist.
Nima wasn't able to confess it to Sara and Maziar, or to us either. It's as though he was waiting for someone to arrive who would be able to rescue him from the plight he'd created for himself. And his savior was none other than Shadi. What had happened was that those few days that me and Farzad were busy taking care of Sara, we'd completely forgotten about Nima. All of our attention and kindness was focused on Sara, and we had forgotten that being ignored that much would even make a grown man feel jealous, never mind a child, who always has feelings of jealousy towards their brothers and sisters. If you've noticed, even though we're all grown up now, sometimes in order to focus our parents' kindness on ourselves, we have this feeling towards our brothers and sisters. Anyway, that night, Farzad had brought that scary movie. The story of the movie is about a child who establishes a relationship with a supernatural being, and this causes his parents and those around him to pay a lot more attention to him so they can keep him safe from the danger of this relationship. This causes Nima to come up with a scheme in his mind so that he can focus our attention on him. He creates Zap so that we would pay attention to him. But the poor thing, he could never have imagined that we'd pay more attention to Zap than to him. The creature that he'd invented in order to be able to proclaim his own presence was going to cause him trouble. I mean, it had already caused trouble for him. We were such geniuses that we'd turned his kind and harmless Zap into a monster, which had made poor Nima's top priority getting rid of Zap. Most of the time, when we want to help those around us, the only thing we don't pay attention to is what those around us want.
You messed up all of poor Nima's calculations. The poor child thought so much, used so much creativity in order to be able to attract a bit of attention, and then you became close to Zap.
No matter what age children are, having their parents pay attention to them is important for them, even if they have their own children and family. Just like you, even now, when I see my mother and father paying more attention to my brothers and sisters, I feel jealous. I think it's the only good jealousy that exists. May God never prevent any person from experiencing the kindness of their parents who are still alive.
Children sometimes say what they have to say in strange ways, like pretending to be sick, which is either to avoid going to school or to attract attention. And unfortunately, most of us grown-ups always think that it's because they don't want to go to school. It wouldn't be bad if we spent a little time to get to know our children. If we get to know them better, then we can have more positive roles in shaping their future personalities.
I told you, look at this. Didn't I tell you?
After we heard what had happened from Shadi, we decided to watch the movie. And that's how it came to be that we laughed at the scariest movie of the last 10 years, because most of the scenes were familiar for us and a reminder of the mess we had made. After many years, we'd finally found a movie that would scare us a bit, and this is how it ended up.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری ها باید تو رو پیدا تغییر رویاها یه شب تو برگه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گره شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره